You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasodhi. The mission of Dialogue in the Dark in Malaysia and worldwide is to facilitate the social inclusion of marginalized people, to raise awareness and create tolerance for otherness in the general public, and to break down barriers between us and the visually impaired. Now, we create jobs for people with disabilities by turning what some see as deficits in potential. And here to tell me more about the Dialogue in the Dark is Stephen Strand, the founder of Save One's Sight Mission, as well as President of the Malaysia Glaucoma Society, together with a trainer of the Dialogue in the Dark, Boy Lai Kwan. How are both of you today?
Great.
Well, wonderful. Stephen, it's been a while since we caught up with you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What have you been up to at the Malaysian Glaucoma Society?
Well, I'm moving around in darkness as usual. We've still been doing a lot of community works, okay. But it's been an exciting year for us so far with Dialogue in the Dark coming in. Yeah.
Okay. Have you found, would you have statistics of people who are, you know, being visually impaired, or are they increasing in numbers over the years?
Yes, it is increasing over the number of years. As far as statistics is concerned, it still hasn't increased much as recorded. It's still like only like about 27,000 Malaysians recorded with the social welfare as visually impaired, but from what we know, it's definitely more than that.
Okay. Yeah. Just to refresh our memories, who is considered a visually impaired person?
Well, there are three classifications. It's B1, B2, B3. So B2, B3 are those that what we call low vision.
Okay.
Yeah, they can see certain distance.
Okay.
B1 are those that are totally blind.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And in this time and age, obviously there's something that drove you all to want to organise Dialogue in the Dark. What was it, Stevens? We'll find out what it is, what Dialogue in the Dark is, but what drove you to want to bring it here to Malaysia?
Well, Mira, over the past 3 over years, we've been doing a lot of things with the Glaucoma Society and Sight Missions. And one of those things that we always felt that is causing a lot of all this unnecessary blindness is the attitude, and we can't do much about attitude, you know. And
attitude of the sighted.
Yes, taking their sight, their help for granted, and that was really a challenge for us, especially among the youngsters. When we talk to them, it's like, oh yeah, it won't happen to me, kind of, you know, response.
Yep.
So when I came across Dialogue in the Dark, I felt that, wow, this is the final jigsaw, you know, to the puzzle. That's the one that will challenge everyone's attitude about darkness, you know, because you are going in to a condition where you are in space, you can't see anything, your fingers right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
As one philosopher once mentioned, the best way to learn is to encounter.
Yes.
So that's how Dialogue in the Dark came, and for us, that drives us towards getting Dialogue in the Dark was more to challenge the attitude of the people out there, especially the sighted people.
Right. It was established, what, in 1989?
Yes, it was established in 1989 in Germany by this doctor called Dr. Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
For him, it was also a challenge. He's not blind, he's sighted. But when his university asked him to take care of a blind person, a blind journalist. A journalist who just got blind. So for him, it was a complete different encounter altogether. Mm. And he found out that through this, he could design some learning for the people out there, the sighted. And that's where he started with an exhibition,
right,
so that people can encounter darkness and learn from it. Yeah.
Okay. Like one, you're a trainer at Dialogue in the Dark. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about what we can expect at the session?
Basically, the sighted participants walk into a dark room. It's totally dark, and it takes them a while to get used to it. And from there, we will start them gently by doing exercises such as finding your team, example. And then we move into exercises that help them get adapted to the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we move into exercises that work on teamwork, on communication. So it's lots of fun. We do lots of exercises, example puzzles and stuff in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it really emphasizes on our other senses, that even though we can't see anything, we can still we are still functional.
Right.
We can still do what we need to do. We just need to find different ways to do it. And the ways that the participants come up with, they are quite interesting. So it's really an interesting workshop. If you can come, we would really encourage you to come for our previews.
As a trainer, what will you be doing?
I will be the moderator for the previews, the sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, my voice is the one that you'll hear telling you to do things.
Okay.
So I'll be the one cracking the whip.
This time you're in control.
Yeah, yeah.
How many participants can a session take?
Normally, optimal will be about 24 to 32.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. So we would love it if we had 32, because the dynamics is totally different from a group of like 16 or 24.
Mm-hmm.
So the more the merrier, actually.
Yep. And you're not the only trainer. There are a few other trainers.
Yes, there's six of us. So another man, Tanga Velu from Penang, he is a moderator as well. The rest of us are facilitators, so we'll be at the tables helping the participants do the exercises.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be giving advice, making sure they're not cheating.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about yourself? When I was reading your resume, I think you've achieved far more than many of us, really. Could you share that experience with me? I mean, you've obtained a first degree in biology.
Yeah.
With a minor in chemistry from the US.
Yeah.
You've got your master's in environmental science.
Yeah. I like to tell people I'm a professional student because I always seem to be studying.
Well, it's something that you love, obviously.
Yeah. It's I actually finished my second master's 2 years ago in HR. For my MBA,
mm-hmm.
And that was when I first got ill. I actually had diabetes all this while in 2000. In 2000, and I was exactly like what Stevens was saying: how the young don't think, oh, we're gonna get sick, or we're gonna get blind, all that stuff. So when I got diabetes, I didn't really take care of it, and that's the result. The result is that I'm blind now.
Okay.
So.
Why do you say you didn't take care of it?
Yeah, because I didn't really go see my doctor, follow my medication, didn't follow the diet that I was supposed to follow. It was more like, oh, I'm young, you know, it's like nothing's going to happen to me, nothing's going to touch me. So I was foolish. And it's good that we have Dialogue in the Dark if people come and then they are aware of, encounters with the blind.
Mm-hmm.
And through Stephen's efforts in Save One Sight and National Glaucoma Society and all the activities that they're doing, we're hoping that you can reach out to the public to tell them, look, your eyesight is a precious gift. Take care of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you lost your sight completely?
I can see shadows. On a good day, I can see my hand and even like my face in the mirror. But it's more of like a negative image.
Mm-hmm.
So black and white with slits for eyes and nose and mouth.
How did you cope with it initially?
Of course, I won't lie and say I wasn't depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided that I wouldn't just sit around and cry, because who's going to help me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one who can help myself. So that's when I enrolled into Malaysian Association for the Blind as a training facility in KL.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Gurney Training Centre for newly blind adults. So that's when they teach you braille, mobility, etc. So I went for that. And then it was there that I met up with Stevens and I interviewed for this job. And the opportunity came and I grabbed it.
Right.
So my motto now is, just do it, basically.
Yeah.
Try anything. And as long as, if I don't try, how will I know that it won't work for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stevens, what are some of the... Is it still a challenge for the visually impaired to get jobs?
Yes, it is a big challenge for them. Obviously, one aspect is the training and education, which they don't get much exposure to or opportunities. So basically, almost all visually impaired, they only have like two careers to choose. Either you become a masseur or a telephone operator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, you know. Dialogue in the Dark offers them a different career path altogether. You know, for the past 30 over years, more than 7,000 of these people all over the world has been empowered to be guides, to be trainers, you know.
And it's a two-way thing, isn't it? You empower the trainers, and at the same time, it's sort of a self-realization for those who, the sighted, who are attending. these workshops.
Yes.
You founded Save One Sight Missions with a vision of stopping and preventing unnecessary blindness. Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, basically, when we started Save One Sight Mission, because I started Glaucoma Society, but along came a lot of other eye disorders. And so came Sight Missions, and that's where we wanted to go out there. And even as we speak right now, Mira, every 5 seconds, someone somewhere becomes a visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a statistic based in 2009. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens by 2020. That's 1% every second. So what we do with our vision of preventing and stopping unnecessary blindness is what WHO has always been saying. 80% of all this blindness is actually unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
If there is enough awareness, accessibilities are improved, more aids are given, and of course, one part, the last part is the attitude of the people.
Yeah.
They need to change, you know, they need to really not take their health and their, you know, God-given eyesight for granted.
Sounds scary. I mean, one person every 5 seconds.
Mm. Yeah.
One person every second from what, 20?
20, yeah.
That's not very far off. That's just 8 years away from us.
Yeah.
We'll find out more about Dialogue in the Dark. If you have a question for either Stephen Chan or Bui Lai Kwan, send us a text message. The number is 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasodhi. With me, Stephen Chan, the founder of Save One Sight Mission and president of the Malaysia Glaucoma Society, together with trainer Bui Lai Kwan, who will be training at the Dialogue in the Dark sessions, which is going to be held tomorrow and Friday, I understand. We'll get more details in a bit. But Lai Kwan, how long have you been a trainer for Dialogue in the Dark? Is this the first time it's being held in Malaysia?
Yeah.
It is the first time.
It is.
Okay.
Well, actually, we had an earlier preview in October. Was it in October?
November.
November, yes. So that was the first time we had it. So this is the second preview we're having in PJ. The first one was in KL.
Okay.
So this is basically the second time that I'm a moderator, yeah.
Where were you trained? I mean, did you have to get trained for this?
We were trained before the first preview. We were trained by trainers from Germany who came over. They basically taught us what was the workshop, each exercise, how do we present it, how do we run it, and then what to expect from our participants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you do have a lot of support from Germany?
Yes.
Stephen?
There were about three trainers that came from Germany. They came and trained the visually impaired team that we had here.
Okay. When you say preview like one, what do you really mean?
Basically, we had free sessions.
Okay.
We had free sessions for people who would be interested in having these workshops done for their organizations. Example, HR managers or even people in their own who own their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had free workshops to give them a taste of what their people would be going through in these workshops.
Okay. So ideally, you're targeting companies, organizations, for the purposes of what? Team building, communication, cooperation among workers? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're aiming to do?
Yes, that's some of the themes that we have. But if the organization would like specific themes, they can always contact our sales office and we can actually dialogue with them and then come up with a program that would meet what they need.
Okay. How long is this program usually?
Generally, Stevens?
Is it a whole day?
It's 4 hours. The dark session is about 4 hours, including a debriefing session.
Are you allowed to tell me what this dark session is all about?
Stevens, you answer that.
Well, you need to encounter it to know. But because we are also HRDF approved, so HRDF requires to do a full day session.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part of training is always done in the light.
Okay.
That's where we share with them communication, some communication tools on teamwork before they go into the dark workshop.
Okay. And the dark workshop, they're dark rooms. Is that what we're talking about? Dark rooms.
Yeah. It's a dark room. Yes.
They're totally dark.
You can't see your fingers. Yeah.
What if
yeah.
you have a phobia for, you know, the dark? What do you do then?
Well, our trainers are all trained to question, to also to you know feel whether they are really in fear, and we always have been taught to speak to them, to reassure them. Normally that's what happens. They go in, you, for the first time, encounter darkness, and most all of them would feel a sense of loss. So generally there will be people who will show certain signs that we will be aware of, and that's where our team members would just go and talk to them.
Okay.
And yeah, if they are okay, they will go on.
Sure. Yeah. So all your trainers will be the visually impaired?
Yes.
All of them, right?
All of them, yes.
Okay. So the participants are the sighted ones?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Any challenges while organizing these previews? Are people open to it?
Well, the main challenges that we face is always Dialogue in the Dark. What's that all about? Mm. Is it a training? So to them, it's like, oh, it's just another...
seminar, but, conference,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, 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 but, you know, because with the word Dialogue in the Dark, of course, sometimes when we sell them, it's Dialogue in the Dark, you know. So they'll probably ask a little bit more about that. But at the end of the day, we always tell them, you need to encounter it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to encounter it.
And it has been held, what? All around the world, 30 locations worldwide?
Yeah, 30 locations worldwide. It's for the past 20 over years. It's even been featured in the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. And recently it was just featured in the Global Social Business Summit.
Okay.
So it got a lot of international exposures, yeah.
Okay. And the benefits, you just want to go through quickly with me, of participating in a preview like this or in a session like this?
Well... put it this way.
Because I remember reading one person who says, the tour itself lasts for about an hour, but the effects can last a lifetime. And that is what one participant said.
Yeah.
But what are the benefits, really?
Well, when you are going into a position of diversity and adversity, you know, things that you know that you can do, that you can you take for granted. Like, for example, I'll just give a little bit tip here.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a cup of coffee, it's easy for you, right?
Yep.
But once in the dark, how do you manage that? So when that happens, people think and they reflect on that position. It's why we call it dialogue, is that when you go in there, there's no judgment. I can't see you, you can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no assumption, you know, and what we are looking at is just for you to be listening to people around you,
all
to yourself.
Basically use all your other senses.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And then you reflect, you know. So, yeah, it's really that encounter that will make them reflect. So for companies that are facing teamwork or communications, here you are, you're going into this condition where It's diverse, you know, it's adverse as well for them. And how are you going to handle simple tasks, you know, which is an everyday thing for us as the blind. For example, we get lost every time. Yeah.
Mm.
Whenever we walk or we go somewhere, even we can get lost in our own house.
Yeah.
So what happens? You stay calm, you reflect back on what happened, and then you backtrack and find your way. If you can't, you ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So if you apply that in the dark for the sighted people, the same thing applies when you are in a crisis, whether in your work or in your home.
Mm. The concepts are pretty much the same.
Yeah,
and the workshop actually helps you challenge yourself, because a lot of people think, oh, if I become blind, I will never be able to do this, I will never be able to do that. And when you go into these workshops, you're totally blind. I mean, you're totally dark. Mm-hmm. It's totally dark. In fact, we had one participant who said, I might as well just close my eyes, because no point opening my eyes, because
yes,
I can't see anything.
Or just blindfold.
Yeah. But the thing is, when you're in there and you start doing these activities, which at first sounds impossible,
mm-hmm,
and then as you achieve them, it makes you feel, oh, I can do it. You know, it's like, I only limited myself. The limitations that I had previously seen was only ones that I had put myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you challenge those limitations and you find that, oh, I can do more than that. And that's why a lot of the participants actually, they have a lot of self-realizations,
yep,
about themselves.
One of the other things I was reading is you actually have dinner in the dark as well.
Yes, that's actually coming, but I don't think that's us. Yeah, that's another company.
It's just in the works. Event that some of our other counterparts all over the world does it. You know, Hong Kong does Concert in the Dark.
Concert.
Huge success. It was even featured in CNN.
All part of Dialogue in the Dark.
Yeah, it's all part of Dialogue in the Dark.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, a Concert in the Dark. That sounds very interesting.
It's coming up in Malaysia.
Oh, fantastic. So you have mentioned that you want to actually set up a permanent exhibition in KL by the end of 2013.
Yes.
What do you mean by a permanent exhibition?
Okay, the exhibition and the workshop are two different things. Even though we share the same medium, darkness, but the exhibition is for everyone. You go into this exhibition where you get to experience a walk in a park, a boat ride, shopping in a marketplace, having a cup of coffee with the visually impaired, basically dialoguing with them like you are going through what I just shared earlier, the experiences, you know, walking the park.
You shared with them.
There'll be exhibits. So, example, the room will be made up to look like a park, and but it'll be totally dark. So you go in and it's as if you're walking in a park. So the tour will bring you into this room and it will be as if they are in a park.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are asked certain questions or asked to do certain things that will make them use their senses.
Right.
So it is to simulate the experience of a blind person in a park.
So you said permanent exhibition.
Yeah.
What's holding you back? Is it funding? What do you need?
The exhibition permanent means that it's permanent so that, you know, more and more like public can go and experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, for example, in Singapore, it's owned by the Ngee Ann University. So they use the Dialogue in the Dark exhibition as an empathy project for the students.
Okay.
So before you graduate, you have to go to and encounter it. So similarly, we want to do that here. And of course, a lot of funds are involved. So that's why we are doing the workshops. We're doing all of these events so that we can raise funds, set up this exhibition. Engage more visually impaired, you know, empower them to be guides and facilitators. Yeah.
Fantastic. So tomorrow there's something going on. It's a workshop. Is it a preview or a workshop tomorrow?
It's a preview to the actual workshop. Yeah.
Okay. And when is the workshop?
The actual workshop, when I get my first client.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's the shout out. Anyone who's interested to get in touch with you. So the preview is happening tomorrow and Friday, the 14th of December.
Tomorrow, 2 p.m. at Studio 2 PJ Live Arts.
Okay. Yeah. And 14th of December, Friday?
It's at 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, it's also at the same venue.
Sure. Do we need to register?
At this point of time, what they need to do is just call me. Mm-hmm. My number is 012-203-5410. There's still a few slots left. Hopefully people will call and
Wonderful. What's your takeaway, Laikwan, as a trainer, as to why we should all get involved in a project like this?
Basically, this project is very good in increasing awareness towards blind people. We are just a different culture. We are not separate from society, right? There's no difference between you and me. Only thing is I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And when you... The problem with us is we don't meet enough blind people to form that opinion. To us, blind people are separate. So these kind of projects are good because when you come into the park, you come into the exhibit, you come to the workshop, you get to, first of all, challenge yourself and then realize, oh, these people are just the same as me. And then awareness spreads from that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my takeaway.
Stevens?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's always the same message that we always put across. We, through Dialogue in the Dark, wants to empower the marginalized and the oppressed, and also the disadvantaged people. But in empowering these people, we also would like to enlighten and also to empower the able people to see that they are actually not disabled.
Mm.
It's just that we are on a different playing field. Yeah, and that's what we want to take away with Dialogue in the Dark. Yeah.
So these previews for Dialogue in the Dark happening tomorrow, the 13th of December, and Friday, 13th of December at 2 p.m., Friday at 9:30 a.m. at Studio at 2, second floor, PJ Live Arts, Jaya 1 PJ. If you'd like to contact them, you can contact them via email on connect@dialogueinthedark.my or do call Stevens on 012 203-5410. Thank you both very much for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Stevens Chan, the founder of Save One Sight Mission, as well as the president of the Malaysia Glaucoma Society, and trainer Boy Lai Kwan, on the topic of dialogue in the dark on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.